This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
Although, did you hear about this guy that couldn't get it done when he tried to do a little pole vaulting? Did you hear about this at all?
No, I did not.
You did not, huh?
I've seen many pole vault failures, but not any recently.
No? Well, I will tell you, this is not your regular pole vault failure. This is something out of...
Another stratosphere?
Yeah, you could call it a stratosphere. You could call it something really, really, really painful because that's what it was. But apparently a gentleman tried to pole vault and left his scrotums on the pole. That's not really the kind of that's not the kind of pole vaulting you really want to do in life. In life, when you want to jump, you want to make sure you clear it, right? So this gentleman tried to clear his jump, but unfortunately it did not happen for him. Let me read this story for you, okay? Pole vaulter, 18 stitches, too, on top of all of it. But here we go. Are you ready? Now, when you're listening to this story, make sure you hold on to your privates while we do this, because this is probably going to freak you out a little bit. He touched it with a 10-foot pole. In fact, he did. Pole vaulter Zach Warder did more than touch it. He split it open. That's right. It would be his scrotums. The sack was skewered when the pole pierced his private parts during what was up until a fateful second was a routine practice session. It was an excruciating moment for the 21-year-old BYU student athlete. He says, "I could see right into my scrotum." He told BuzzFeed, providing the outlet with a photo of his shredded shorts. His jump starts off looking normal enough as video posted attest. McWhorter races down the run-up, then swings upward, soars over the lath, and lets go of the pole, which remained standing straight up rather than falling to the side like it normally does. That's when things got uglier. McWhorter lands directly on top of the pole, and the action freezes in real time as both pole and testes assess the situation. After an interminable moment while he remained suspended aloft, my man was suspended on those things. Okay? All right? Agonizing to watch even for those who don't possess said body part. Gravity has its way of, and the track and the field plummeted to the ground, landing in a heap alongside a finally fallen pole. The video ends there, but not the story. McWhorter posted the clip on TikTok as a cautionary tale, admonishing viewers not to freeball, which is what you would wear cross-country shorts, sans spandex, and to always put a cap at the end of the pole. The post had upwards 5.3 million views by Thursday. McWhorter was not forthcoming with details on how far the pole penetrated, saying only RIP to my future kids to caption the video and telling BuzzFeed he's mostly unscathed save for a scar. He goes, "One day we'll find out if they function or not." Wow.
No.
Yeah. See, so whatever's happened in your day, it's not that bad. It's just not that bad, bro. I'm just saying, it's not that bad. Okay? Life is pretty good. Just don't go pole vaulting. Watch when you jump a fence. Whatever it is. Okay? Just be careful now. You'll be hurting like McWhorter there. In a big time way. There you go. That's a nice story to start off the show with, right? I mean, I figured I would start off the show with something, you know.
I'm having a hard time just sitting here right now.
It's a hell of a story. I saw that yesterday, and it was like, no, I had
Let me. The pole has give, so it's and it like like a whip inside you.
I mean, if he can at least use it still, that's going to be awesome. Just use, forget kids. If he can have kids on top of all of this, when it's all said and done, great surgeons, and he's blessed from above. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if it grew a couple of inches. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say those kind of things. That's just wrong on every level. I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't make fun of it, but I had no choice.
Hell of a way to start this second segment, man.
Well, I mean, for second show, first segment of the show, you know, I just wanted to, you know, because it's already 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Some people woke up today, had a bad day. I mean, I had something happen to me right before here that I had to scramble. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. And I'm like, okay, and I still got back in time again so I can actually, you know, do the job. So it was one of those deals that I was kind of caught up myself in something just a minute ago that wasn't fun. So, you know, we all have our moments. We might have a bad day. We might have been in some traffic, you know, whatever it is. Somebody forgot something, whatever. You're frustrated about it. I just want you to know things aren't that bad, okay? Just wanted to read a story to make you feel a little better because you are intact, unlike that man, okay, who, you know, all we can say is he's not having a ball right now. That's all we can say. Or two.